Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, July 15th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 2¾ cents at 603¾. September wheat down 18¼ cents at 776¾. And November beans up $0.01¼ at 1342¼. The USDA announced that the announcement this morning was retracted. So there was a sale of 133,000 metric tons of corn to China this morning that was retracted. I'm not sure what the deal was there, but it's pretty sloppy, whatever it is, in my opinion. Corn was a little bit higher here today. The weather, Texas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and Kansas remains hot. They're looking at temperatures 98 to 101 degrees. Very little rain out there. But the Midwest, we had good rains go through North Dakota, more rains today, Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, northern half of Indiana. So are the rains that we're seeing in the Midwest going to offset the poor conditions that we're seeing in the Southwest? And that remains to be seen. We'll have to see what Crop Progress says on Monday at 3 o'clock. Crude oil was up, closed up $1.81 here. That was a bit supportive for the corn, as was the Dow Jones. It's now up 600 points. So maybe a few recession fears backing off here. And the dollar was down 50 ticks at 107.90, but still way, way too strong to anticipate any real pickup in export business. Though we did see that million metric tons of wheat yesterday, but it really didn't do the wheat market any good here. This is the lowest we've closed September wheat since the second week of January. Just miserable out here. And I think part of it is due to the fact that there seems to be more wheat around the world than was thought. There was also this news that apparently Ukraine and Russia have agreed upon the framework for this deal, allowing an export corridor and safe passage through the Black Sea. They haven't signed it yet. They're supposed to sign it next week. Is Russia going to sign it while they're shelling Ukraine? Is Ukraine going to sign it under those conditions? I kind of find that hard to believe. In any event, I wouldn't expect Russia to honor anything that they sign in here. So I think it's, you know, we're not getting too oversold down here. We've corrected the oversold situation on the rally. We're back to an RSI of 27, which is a damn sight better than it was at its lows. It was down to about 13. So we're not as oversold as we've been. But I think we're almost getting to the point now. You know, maybe it's a week, maybe it's 2 weeks away, where I think you got to look at buying some wheat out here. The beans finished just a little bit higher. They traded lower most of the day. The crude oil helped the bean oil. Bean oil was up 245, but the meal gave back yesterday's gains. We were down 11 bucks of the meal at 391.60, so that didn't help out here. I'm not sure what, you know, got into the meal market, why it was up so much yesterday and so low today. The oil is certainly a function of the crude oil, but, you know, the 10-day moving average in the beans crossed over the 200 last night, and I think that just adds to the potential pressure out here. Funds are still long after the day. I've got them long, 184,000 contracts of corn and 120 beans. We'll see what the government says tonight on the commitment of traders. We'll make some adjustments to those numbers. But, you know, obviously still heavily long corn and beans and meal out here. And I think that's a worry moving forward. But, you know, if we come in, there's no relief out west, and we don't see much rain here in the Midwest, you know, we can certainly open up Sunday night higher. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.